Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
I actually met my wife on CatholicSingles.com, if you can believe that.
Really?
And about... Yes, I had never done that before. Didn't have any problems with dating.
Natalie and Aaron met on CatholicSingles.com after they realized that they needed to find someone who shared their faith. Meet other faithful Catholics on the original Catholic dating site. Download our app today for free. Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Hello, I'm Kendra Von Esch, and you are listening to my 10-minute daily podcast, Reality Reflections. I bought into what this world said would make me happy. Money, prestige, power. And hey, if it feels good, do it, because life is stressful, so party hard. Do whatever makes you happy. But that didn't quite work out, because I felt even more insecure, full of fear, shame, and anxiety, and never, ever good enough. Then God found me and flipped my reality upside down and transformed my life. And I want this for everyone. So I left my executive career to help others find true acceptance, supernatural peace, joy, and love that only comes from a relationship with God. Here is my reality reflection for today. The two greatest commandments. I constantly remind myself of these all the time. To love the Lord, your God, with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. And you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Wow. In these times, are you finding it difficult to love your neighbor, to love those people who are rioting, destroying people's lives and businesses, killing people, beating up people, harming people? Are you finding it difficult to love the looters who are just hanging around trying to get some free stuff? This has nothing to do with protesting anymore for George Floyd. There is so much destruction, so much evil, so much anger, so much division. And then you watch leaders, and I say that loosely in quotations, of this country and of the media and in the sporting world and in Hollywood, supporting it. And this is so hard, to love these people. But yet that's what we're called to do. So today, when I first got up, I turned on the TV. Bad move. Because I just started getting frustrated. I just said, Lord, when is this going to end? This isn't helping anyone. But maybe it is. Maybe his point is to make the dark darker, show the light lighter. Maybe there is this opportunity to rebuild and have the goodness come out and work together. What you don't see on the mainstream media that I encourage you to go find on your own, the internet is a great thing. You can find videos of people helping each other, of people cleaning up together, of people protecting one another. You don't see that on the mainstream media. The men and women who are circling around police officers who are hugging and loving each other. There is a lot of that happening. There is good that is coming out of this bad. You're just not seeing it if you're not seeking it. And so when I came into my room to start my prayers after I sent my husband off to work with his lunch, I just sat there and I thought, I need to love my God with all my heart, my mind, my body, my strength. And I just started saying, Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you. And it was kind of an arid conversation. I didn't have this consolation. I didn't feel, I knew the Spirit was moving within me, but I really didn't have all of my being crying out to him in love. I think it was because I didn't seek the kingdom first this morning. I should have never turned on the TV. I should have sat with God first, sought to love and start my day and wrap myself with Jesus and love so that when I did view the world, I sought the kingdom first. So I decided I'm going to continue to pray. I'm going to continue to meditate because, of course, the gospel was the two commandments. And I said, I'm just going to sit and I'm going to love you, Lord. I'm going to love you. I'm going to love you. And I'm going to continue to say, I love you. And then all of the sudden, I started praying in tongues in my head. That has never happened to me before. And I'm sure there are a lot of people that are listening who have not ever prayed in tongues. This was a gift that I received in November last year. And I don't go praying it in the public world. I pretty much keep it as a love language between me and God. And it was so crazy. I've never prayed tongues in my head before. And when I do pray in tongues, it's a moment where I can't give God the words in the English language that truly express or explain to him my love for him. And I was struggling to get my whole body, mind, soul, strength into my love for him in my meditation. I felt dry. I felt nothing. And then all of a sudden, I start praying in my mind in tongues, and I start feeling the Spirit moving within me. And when I pray in tongues, whether it be out loud, which is all the time before today, and then today in my head, I can't think of anything else. I am honestly having some sort of conversation with God that is our own love language that doesn't have words or meaning to me other than I love you so much that I do not have the words in English. I need to explain it and express it to you in this language of tongues that you have blessed me with. And it was awesome. So if you're having a difficult time with what's going on in the world and being able to love your way through it, love those around you, maybe you have people who are supporting this, who do believe that, oh, this is the only way that certain people who are good are evil. That's what's happening in the world. And that, I think, is what can frustrate a lot of people who are on the path, on the journey with God, that good is now being looked at as bad, right? Let me flip that around. I think I said that wrong. Everything that's bad is good. So you can do this. You can live like that. You can be selfish. You can be divided. You can hurt people. You can do all of the 10 commandments the opposite way because, hey, it's all about loving one another to each his own. There is no God, right? Just go do whatever makes you happy. If it feels good, do it. That's how it is. And that is not how it is. And it can be frustrating sometimes when you have been awakened and you have seen the light and you now see the world through God's eyes. So every day, try first to put God in your life. Pray first before you turn on the TV, before you read things that people send you in social media and on Facebook. And ask the Lord to give you the eyes, the ears, the mind, body, soul, and strength to love Him so that His love can be within you and you can then live out the second commandment, which is to love thy neighbor as thyself. It's really hard to do number two if you don't focus on number one. And it's not doing things for Him. It's just plain loving Him. So today, just sit with Him in silence and tell Him that you love Him. That's all. Don't do anything. Don't pray the rosary. Don't pray the chaplet. Don't try and think about other things. Pull yourself back to loving God. God, I love you. I love you. I love you. If it helps, start with the gratitude. Start with thanking Him for all of the blessings in your life. Thanking Him for your faith, for your family, for your job, for your everything, right? The roof over your head, the running water, the food in your kitchen. Thanking. And then tie and turn into I love you. I love you. I love you. Because that is really all He wants. We do not earn His love. He just wants our love. He loves us so much and it never changes. And we human beings forget to just love God back. And a lot of times it starts with thanking Him and being grateful for everything that He's bestowed on us in our lives. But just try to say, I love you, God. I love you, God. I love you, God. And ask Him to fill you with His love so that you can love the world as He loves you. Have a blessed and inspired day.
Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small batch artisan coffee using top tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/Breadbox Media. Experience coffee like never before.